For 30 years, readers faithfully turned to a column in their local newspaper twice a week. It wasn't about politics or education or religion or even advice to the lovelorn. It was simply a Midwestern suburban housewife writing about her loving but sometimes dysfunctional family, and writing about it in a way that always made us grin or nod our heads in agreement or often laugh out loud. Her name was Irma Bombeck. I spent some time with her in 1987.
That's what a family is all about. The ambivalence. I mean, we're talking about good days and bad days. I mean, the time when you love your children when their feet are clean and they're in bed between clean sheets in the summertime, and then the times that you absolutely want to kill them.
Now, I guess the balance is to try to have more of one than the other.
Well, the balance is for reality. I mean, that's the secret of anything, I think. You start off with a great premise of truth, which I think is what humor is all about. You have to have the truth. If you don't, you have baggy pants or people walking on the sides of their feet. You have one-liners. But if you start out with the truth, then you can't miss.
I get Writer's Digest, and I look at the Writer's Market book, and every syndicate says, don't send us any more Irma Bombeck columns. We don't need another Irma Bombeck. That's quite a tribute that there are a lot of writers out there that want to be you.
Well, it is. It was sort of like a newfound career, because I think on up until the mid-60s, which is when I started out, there had not been a domestic column on the market. So I honestly believe they didn't think it would play. Did it really have a place in a newspaper? And I think there were some gutsy editors who tried it out at first and figured, yeah, I think maybe it does. And at first it started out as strictly a women's column. It was on the women's pages. And then as the years went by, it started going to opposite editorial pages and feature pages. And I'm probably getting more male readership than I have ever gotten before. And I think they understand women a little better.
Does it surprise you at all that you consistently show up on the list of the most admired women in America?
I am numbed by it. I mean, who are these people who vote for this thing and why? I have no idea. I don't feel that I really influence anybody. I mean, you know, I don't have my own country. I just write this little column.
Is there one question that you are asked by everyone in every situation that you wish you could just answer one more time and then be done with it?
Yes. You want to know the question?
Uh-huh.
The question. How do your children feel about being written about all their lives and subjected to all this?
Well, here's your chance to answer it once and for all, and you'll never have to answer it again.
Okay. Who cares? That's the answer I'd like to give.
Do you run the manuscripts by them before they go to press?
Do I run manuscripts by? Oh, get real. No. Oh, no. I don't run them by anybody. No, I don't run columns by them. I don't run books by them. I don't run them by my husband. It's always a surprise. You
what
know,
they see in the paper is what
yes,
they get.
Yes, yes, it's what they get. I think if I ever went too far, if I ever went over the line and did, you know, something that I shouldn't, I got too close to something, I would hear from them. I mean, we have that kind of relationship, but I really don't put myself on the line. I don't. If I get a crawly feeling up the back of my neck that I'm getting too close, I just abort the whole thing. It's not worth it.
What would you have been if you hadn't been a writer? Right now?
Oh, ballet dancer. But the thighs developed and the handwriting was on the wall, and I thought, I don't think I can get those legs off the floor. So that sort of turned my career. I really did want to be a ballet dancer. I loved the discipline of it. I loved the little bodies. You know, I liked to dance, and I thought that would be really neat. But that changed when I was about possibly 9 or 10 years old.
Why do you like to write?
I guess there's a wonderful feeling of creation. You know, I mean, forget about what the woman said about my books being by the Bible. Forget about that. I'm not talking that creation. There's something about having a blank sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11. There isn't anything on it, and you put it in the typewriter and from that, from the words that you put on there, it will make a difference to people when they read it. It will either evoke laughter or tears or disgust or whatever, or anger, but it will get some emotion out of them. And people are looking at those words, people you've never met before, and sometimes you can have some effect on their life.
You get tons of mail.
Not really. I get maybe 100 letters a week. That's really not a lot. Compared to what? Compared to Ann Landers or Dear Abby, I don't get the kinds of mail they get, of course.
What kind of letters touch you the most?
And the ones I was talking about, where maybe you've written about a relationship with a father and his son, and someone will say, you know, my husband died, but before, you know, this brought him together, and he saw, you know, what his son was thinking or something like that. Sometimes I do take the side of young people. Not too often. I always tell them, get your own column. If you want to have your views reflected, go out and work yourself.
Have they ever threatened to take you up on that?
There was one kid, and I can't remember what university he was from, and he wrote his own column, and he was pretty doggone good. I was glad I discouraged him.
Irma Bombeck died in 1996. She was 69. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.